forget that, little shiver, when you're on a plane just taxiing about to take off.
Yeah.
It's not just the excitement of going somewhere, right? I always think about the engineering.
Right?
Like, how is all this metal going to get us up in the air?
It's amazing.
And the company we're looking at today, they're a big part of that magic. Schaeffler Aerospace.
Yeah, they've been around, well, since practically the dawn of aviation.
I mean, I read they go back to the Spirit of St. Louis, but wow, that's the dawn of aviation. What are they doing today from the Spirit of St. Louis to modern jets?
They're the reason those engines are so reliable.
Really?
Schaeffler's, they're all about the main shaft power plant bearings. They overhaul them, make sure they're perfect.
Okay, bearings. I get they're important, but are we talking I don't know, changing the bearings in a skateboard? What makes these so vital?
Oh, no. This is serious stuff. Think of those bearings like the heart of a jet engine. They're what let those massive turbines spin. Thousands of RPMs, crazy high temperatures. It's intense.
And Schaeffler, they make sure these bearings can handle that.
Exactly. Without them, those engines wouldn't last a fraction of the time.
So we're talking crazy precision.
Unbelievable precision. We're talking like fractions the width of a human hair.
Wow.
And it's not just about being precise. These bearings are constantly bathed in hot oil. They're dealing with insane vibrations. Schaeffler's the reason those things can take that kind of punishment.
Thousands of flight hours
Thousands.
makes those quiet takeoffs even more impressive.
Right.
But Schaeffler, it's not just the big bearings, is it?
Oh, no, they do a lot more. Planetary pinions, for example.
Okay.
The bevel pinions you find in helicopters, gearboxes, you name it.
Yeah.
If it spins and it keeps an aircraft in the air, Schaeffler's probably got something to do with it.
So they're the go-to for anything that needs to spin really, really well under pressure. But why is that so crucial in aerospace right now?
Well, think about the state of the industry, right? Airlines, they have to keep planes in the air.
Yeah.
That's how they make money. Every hour a plane is grounded for maintenance, that's money lost.
Especially with so many people flying again.
Exactly. And right now, getting parts for anything is tough.
Oh, I've heard supply chains and all that.
Now, imagine needing a specialized bearing for a jet engine. The lead time just for the raw materials is over 62 weeks.
62 weeks. That's over a year just for the materials.
And you've got to actually make the thing. Add another 26 weeks for manufacturing.
So you could be waiting almost 2 years if you need a new part.
You got it.
Yeah.
Imagine you're an airline with a grounded plane.
Okay. Yeah, not good. So what's the alternative?
Schaeffler. They can inspect and recertify an existing bearing in under a week.
Wow, really?
Full overhaul under 3 weeks.
That's incredible. They're like the emergency room for airplanes.
Basically.
Yeah.
But it's not just speed, it's also their reach. They're global.
So no matter where you are, there's a Schaeffler team ready.
Exactly. In this industry, every minute counts.
Yes.
Having that global network, it means no waiting for parts to ship across the world.
Smart. It's not just about fixing it fast, it's about minimizing downtime for these airlines. But they're not just slapping on band-aids, are they?
No. They're invested in making these parts better. They're constantly innovating.
Like, give me an example. What are they doing in their labs?
Well, take plasma nitriding.
Okay.
It's this surface treatment that makes a bearing way more resistant to wear and tear. But they didn't stop there. They combined it with something called silicon nitride rolling elements.
Silicon what?
Silicon nitride. It's this incredibly tough ceramic.
So their bearings are basically bulletproof now.
Pretty much.
That's wild.
And this commitment to innovation, it's everywhere at Schaeffler. But honestly, what sets them apart is how they treat their customers.
Okay, what does that even mean in the world of aerospace engineering? Customer-centric, what does that look like?
It means every customer, big or small, gets the same level of attention. They're not just filling orders, they're trying to build relationships, figure out the best solutions for the long term.
So it's about keeping those planes in the air for years to come.
Exactly. And that's where this diagnostic lab of theirs comes in.
Okay, a diagnostic lab. What goes on in there?
It's fascinating, really. On one side of the lab, they're working hand in hand with aircraft manufacturers, analyzing components during the testing phases of brand new aircraft designs. It's all about catching potential weaknesses early on, before they even become problems in the field.
So they're involved in the entire life cycle of these components, from the drawing board to the maintenance hangar. That's a level of insight you don't get just fixing things after they break.
Precisely. And on the other side of the lab, it's all about maximizing the lifespan of components that are already out there flying. And they don't just stop at the standard regulatory checks. They go deeper, using their decades of experience to spot the subtle signs of wear and tear that others might miss.
So What does that look like in practice? What kind of tests are we talking about?
They use a whole arsenal of specialized techniques. Noise testing, for example, can reveal tiny imperfections in a bearing's movement that might indicate a future problem. Torque testing measures the force needed to rotate the bearing, which can highlight issues with lubrication or alignment.
It's like giving these components a full physical exam, listening for even the faintest whisper of trouble.
That's a great analogy. And it's this meticulous approach that allows them to squeeze every last hour of reliable service out of these critical components.
Now, I know Schaeffler works with both civilian and military aircraft. Are there any major differences in how they approach those two worlds?
You'd be surprised. The core principles remain the same: precision, quality, and that unwavering customer focus. But the practicalities can differ significantly.
Give me an example. What kind of challenges do they face in the military sector that they wouldn't encounter in the commercial world?
Well, let's take the F-22 Raptor's F-119 engine as an example. It's a beast of a machine, capable of supersonic speeds and incredible maneuverability. But those capabilities come with incredibly tight tolerances and stringent maintenance requirements. And because of national security concerns, everything related to the F-119, from manufacturing to maintenance, is done exclusively in North America.
So it's not just about having the technical expertise, it's also about navigating complex regulations and security protocols.
Exactly. And that requires a deep understanding of the military's unique needs and procedures. On the other hand, their work on commercial engines, like the ubiquitous CFM56 or the newer GTF, has a much more global flavor.
It makes sense. Those engines are powering aircraft all over the world. So how do they ensure that same level of responsiveness and expertise on a global scale?
They've adopted a really interesting approach called the storefront model. Think of it as strategically positioned hubs, each with its own inventory of parts and team of experts. This allows them to quickly respond to customer needs without having to ship parts across continents.
So it's like having a Schaeffler branch office right there on your doorstep, no matter where in the world you are.
Precisely. And this localized approach is crucial in today's fast-paced aviation industry. But let's face it, even the most efficient global network can't completely escape the challenges of the current economic climate. We've talked about those long lead times for new parts, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. The entire aerospace industry, like many others, is grappling with supply chain disruptions.
It's the elephant in the room, isn't it? From semiconductor shortages to logistical nightmares, it seems like everyone's feeling the pinch.
Yeah.
So how has Schaeffler been navigating this turbulent landscape?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge, but they've been really smart about it. They actually stocked up on raw materials early on.
Oh, really?
So they saw this coming.
Seems like it. They knew that those 62-week lead times, they could be a real problem.
So they took a bit of a gamble, stocking up on all that stuff. It was a calculated risk, but it paid off.
Hmm.
And it wasn't just materials either. They kept their workforce steady throughout the pandemic, too.
When other companies were downsizing.
Yeah, a lot of companies were laying people off, but Schaeffler held on to their people. They knew that expertise. That's what makes them special.
They seem to take that long view a lot. It's impressive. But it sounds like they're in a good spot now, even with the challenges.
They are, and it's a good thing, because the demand for air travel, it's through the roof.
Yeah, everyone's flying again.
Exactly. And all those flights, they mean more wear and tear on those engines.
More business for Schaeffler.
You got it.
Yeah.
Even during the pandemic, their Americas region, they did incredibly well in 2022. Now with the global recovery, they're slammed.
That's got to be tough, though, scaling up like that.
It is. It's a balancing act, for sure. They have to keep up with demand, but not sacrifice their quality.
Right.
And I think they're doing a good job. They're investing in automation, digitalization, all that good stuff to make things more efficient.
So they're embracing the future. Makes you wonder, what does that future look like for a company like this? I mean, they're the masters of the jet engine, but what about all these new aircraft designs, electric planes and all that?
Oh, they're already on it. Remember, they're experts in anything that rotates.
Right. Electric motors they rotate too.
Exactly. And all that experience they have with electric vehicles, they're taking that and using it for aerospace.
Interesting. Like what are they working on?
One cool project is this electric booster system for aircraft.
An electric booster? How does that work?
It's an electric motor that helps the regular engines during takeoff and landing.
Okay.
Those are the phases of flight that take the most power. The booster, it reduces fuel consumption. makes things quieter.
Yeah.
It could be huge for short flights.
So instead of replacing the whole engine, they're making the existing technology more efficient.
Exactly. And it's not just big planes either. They're working on those, what are they called? The flying cars?
Oh, eVTOLs.
Yeah, eVTOLs. Their electric motors are perfect for those.
It's kind of wild when you think about it. This company, they were there at the beginning of aviation with the Spirit of St. Louis, and now they're at the forefront of all this new stuff.
It's a testament to, well, to how they operate. They're not afraid to change and adapt.
That's for sure. Well, this deep dive has been incredible. From the Spirit of St. Louis to electric planes, we've covered a lot of ground.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's clear, Schaeffler Aerospace, they're not just keeping planes in the air. They're pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And that's it for this deep dive. We hope you enjoyed learning about Schaeffler Aerospace as much as we did. Until next time, keep looking up and keep wondering about the marvels that keep us in the air.